Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Remembering a fallen hero in the Las Vegas shooting rampage and a new view of how it all ended. That and more, plus the ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin, though, in Las Vegas, where that husband and wife pair of anti-government killers thought they were starting a revolution. What they did was killed two police officers and one civilian before barricading themselves inside a local Walmart. Their end was captured by store security cameras. The video made public just today. Kim La reports.
They're looking at each other. It looks like they're shooting at each other.
In the chaotic final moments in the shootout between the killers and the police, officers thought the wife, seen here raising and pointing her handgun at her husband, fired the shot that killed him, seen here at the top. But forensic and autopsy results show police had by now already fired what would be the fatal bullet. Both are wounded and bleeding.
He's not down.
We're stopping the video as a wife turns a gun on herself.
Female just shot herself in the head.
The reason that you're not seeing if the video prior to this or subsequent to this is because it is very graphic.
Investigators released this video saying it gives a window into the brutality of the killers. Minutes earlier, they had murdered Joseph Wilcox, who had tried to stop the Millers with his concealed handgun inside a Walmart. At a nearby pizza shop, the couple had ambushed Las Vegas officers Igor Soldo and Alan Beck, on their bodies placing a swastika and draping them with the flag used by anti-government groups. The grief palpable among officers pausing on bended knee at the growing memorial outside the pizza shop. Many neighbors knew the fallen men. Some were ticketed. Some, like Angela Austin, just saw the officers walking the neighborhood constantly.
When I first found this out, I was really upset. You know? And I feel my deepest sympathy goes out to their families.
Officer Alan Beck, age 41, leaves behind a wife and three young children. Officer Igor Soldo, age 31, a new baby and a wife.
So horrible. Kim joins us now from Las Vegas. I understand you're learning tonight that police actually went to the couple's apartment just 4 months ago.
You're right. What they did was something that was sparked by a phone call by the male suspect to Indiana's DMV. Indiana is his home state. He called saying allegedly that he would shoot anyone who tried to take his license from him, a license that was suspended. So that raised a red flag here in Las Vegas. Highly trained officers from the counterterrorism division of the Las Vegas Police Department went to see him, three of them. And they say that in that contact, he appeared normal and that he was not an imminent threat. Right. Anderson.
Kyung, thanks very much. Appreciate the update. Joseph Wilcox, as Kyung mentioned, was at the Walmart. He was there with a longtime friend. They heard the killers come in. They saw people fleeing. Mr. Wilcox had a chance to do the same. He could have escaped, but he chose to stay and confront the danger. I recently talked about that decision and the kind of man Joseph Wilcox was with his mother, Deborah Wilcox, and his sister, C.J. Foster.